particularly is an Iser on Shabbos, as opposed to Shehiyah, which is the Iser, which deals with the food Erev Shabbos. Hachzara deals with the food on Shabbos, that which was on the fire, taken off to return it to the fire. However, it was expanded by Tosfos to include also a form of Hachzara on Erev Shabbos, in which we're close to Shabbos and we're afraid that due to the removal, there's going to be a tzinun, and then there's going to be on Shabbos itself a form of havara, of vishul, shemayachata, mechzike vishul, etc. Those are the shitas that we've seen up to this point. But there is one more shita, which particularly in YU circles turns into one of the main shitas of hachzara. And that's a shita which rather than expands hachzara, limits hachzara. And that's the shita which is known as the shita of the Ran. It's really not the Ran, it's a Yerushalmi. We're talking about a Machokas Bavli of Yerushalmi, but the Ran is the one who quotes the Yerushalmi. Umihu be Yerushalmi. I'm reading on the pages of the Rif, in the classic edition on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Umihu be Yerushalmi mashma dechol hanei plukta. That the whole question in terms of Odo Biyado, in terms of Laniach Agabe Karka, in terms of Daita Lahachzir, Kol Hane Plukta Lesnu Ela, Vishasilkan Me Agabe Kira Me Erev Shabbos, Velohechziran Ad Shechashecha. Namely, that the whole issue of Hachzara is when you took something off before Shabbos entered, and now you want to put it back on after Shabbos. However, if we're dealing with a situation where you took it off Erev Shabbos and you want to put it back Erev Shabbos, namely Tosfos' situation, or you took it off on Shabbos and you want to put it back on Shabbos, which is the classic Hachzara of all the other Rishonim, Yerushalmi says that's not a problem. There we have, clearly, we're dealing over there with a Hachzara. In other words, it's clear to the individual that we're dealing with a context where he knows that he can't be mevashel, he knows that there's a problem of Shema Yechata, etc. Masha Enkein, when you take it off Erev Shabbos, you want to put it on Shabbos, that's like a Nesina Chadasha. It's as though it wasn't on the fire at all. It's like taking something out of the refrigerator and wanting to put it on Shabbos. That's the issue over here of Hachzara. Now, again, generally, we'd say, okay, this is a Yerushalmi. Okay, so the Ran quotes a Yerushalmi. I mean, in other words, this is a Das Yochid, it's a Yerushalmi, etc. There's no reason to relate to it at all, except that we find that the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch brings this down, not just as a Yesh Omrim, but a Yesh Omrim that's to be reckoned with. In Siman Reish Nun Gimel, in Sif Beis, the Ramah over there says, V'yesh Omrim, the chol zeh, namely the whole concept of hachzara, eino asa rakish and notzlo manakiru mi ba'odiyom v'lo hachziru ad shechashecha. This is the language of the Ran. Avol im lakcho misham mi shechashecha, afilu hinicho gabe karka mutar, Ran, perakira. V'chein no hagim lo hakel betanurim shelanu v'somchim atzmam al divrei hamakirim. Namely, the Ran says that the minhag in Ashkenaz was to be mekel, like the Ran, v'tov lahachmir. However, it's tov lahachmir. Halacha lemaisa, what is the status of this kula? So the Chazon Ish simply erases it. He says that, you know, it's Yerushalmi, it's a das yochid. There's no reason to be goresed at all. The Mishnah Brura in Sifkata and Samach Gimel does two things. A, he says, we'll follow the Ramah, namely that there it'd be nice to be machmir. But you know, there's room to be mekel. One can be mekel. However, we have to put it into context. And we spoke about the fact that generally hachzara is only going to be permitted if we have five conditions that you need: that mevushal kol tzarko, you need that lo nitztanein legamre, we need garif akatum, we need lechatchila odo biyado / it shouldn't be agave karka, and daito lahachzir. All that the Ran was doing was talking about those latter two conditions. That if it was on the fire from before Shabbos, there's no need on Shabbos to have a daito lahachzir. There's no need on Shabbos to have odo biyodo. That's the context of the Ran. But clearly, the other conditions we need. We need bevushal kol tzarko, otherwise there's bishul midaraisa. We need that lo nitzainim legamre, otherwise in a davar lach, we're going to have a possibility of bishul midoraisa. We need gorof v'katum, because we have an issue of mechzi kedishul. So all of those we need. The run has to be limited to the latter two conditions. Why am I raising this? Because when Rav Soloveitchik was still alive, and he was considered in YU to be the koveya, the head of the halacha committee of the RCA, etc. So the shmua went out that he was mekel like the Ran, and so if someone wanted to eat soup on Shabbos, what they would do is put the soup on the fire Friday night. It would be there for hadlakas neiros, and for a bit of period of time afterwards, and then the soup would go to the refrigerator, and then take it out Shabbos morning, and there's no problem, because we pass like the Ran, that as long as it was on the fire when Shabbos entered, there's no issue of Hachzara. Hachzara is only if you take it off the fire Erev Shabbos and put it back on Shabbos. If it was on the fire when Shabbos entered, and you took it off on Shabbos and put it back on Shabbos, that would be okay. Everyone, viewed that as, how could the Rav possibly say that? Sof kol sof. The Ramah himself says that if you want to be mekel umihu in its tanin lekulei alma aser, namely that if we're dealing that we pointed out that the whole kula over here is only in terms of those last two conditions, in terms of odo biyado and daito lahachsir. That's the Mishnah Berurah over here, sifkatan samach gimel perish had the bein and dafka odo biyado vegam daito lahachsir. Aval garif akatum uklei almabin. If you need garif akatum, certainly you need mevushal kol tzarko, and certainly you need that it not be nitztainim legamre. That's taken for granted. And the Ramah says that black and white. If nitztainim uklei alma aser. So I checked into Rav Schechter's notes from his. He learned Shabbos by the Rav, and he brings. And the Rav really talked about the Ran, he pointed out that the Ran can be used halacha lemaisa in two contexts, not what the world feels, that the Rav said, but the Rav used it in two contexts. One is that what if we're dealing with the situation of davar yavesh, which is mevushal kol tzarcho. If we're dealing with davar yavesh, which is mevushal kol tzarcho, so the Magen Avraham in Sivkatan Lamed Vav says as follows. And when the Ramah says Shonitz Tanein, so he says Afilu b'davar she'ein bo marak the less bishul aser im nitz tanein the havelei kemeiniach lekira lechatzchila b'shabbos the aser the lohitiru ella chazara. That if you want to take out of the refrigerator, you want to take schnitzel, which is mevushal called tzarko, but which is tzonein, and you want to put it directly onto the fire without any garuf v'katum. So the Magen Avraham says you can't do that. That's mechzi kibishul. The Rav said here you can be somech on the Ran, that if the schnitzel was on the fire when Shabbos entered, and you put it into your refrigerator, now you could put it back on the fire, because mi'ikar hadin, according to the Ran, there is no din over here of hachazara. Namely, you can use the Ran to override the Magen Avraham. Even though the Magen Avraham was set as a chumrah on the Ran, and the Mishnah Berura quotes that Magen Avraham, the Rav felt that over here the Ran is enough to override that, because there's really no issue over here. The only issue is one of mechzi kevishul, and because of the Ran, we say that if it was on the fire on Friday night, there's no mechzi kevishul, because everyone saw that you're simply returning it. It was already on the fire. All you're doing is returning it. There's no need for a special heker. There's no need, that over here, we can be somech on the svara of the Ran. The second instance, the second hechetimsa, in which the Rav used the Ran, was, let's say you really want to eat soup on Shabbos morning, but it's okay with you if this soup is not going to be Yad Soledet Bo. So you could take the soup out of the refrigerator. You can put it, in other words, again, if the soup was on Friday night when Shabbos entered, so we have the Ran's Heter, there's no din of Hachzara. You can put it then in the refrigerator, take it out, and put it in a place where you're sure that, in other words, where you're sure to take it off before it hits Yad Soledes Bo. It's a place where it could reach Yad Soledes Bo, and generally we say that the Rashba points out that anytime something could reach Yad Soledes Bo, there's going to be a mechzi kabishal of putting the food there. If you're careful to take it out, take it off before it reaches Yad Soledes Bo, it's fine, because according to the Ran, we'll view this as a hachzara which is mutar. Namely, there's no circumstance in which the Rav said you could take something which is liquid and bring it up to Yad Soledes Bo based on the Ran. That the Ran never said, the Ramas is black and white, that's a misuse of the Ran, that was never a minhag of Kal Yisrael, that wasn't the minhag of the Rav at all. But he felt that in two situations where the whole issue is one of mechzi kabishul, namely, davar yavesh mevushal kol tzarko, which is cold, or davar lach, which you're not going to heat up to Yad Soledes Bo, but you want to put it on a place where it could reach Yad Soledes Bo, in these two instances we can use the Ran. Namely, the Ran can be used as a snif leheter, or, you know, to neutralize a mechzi kibishul. The Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach also used the Ran as a heter in a case which is which happens quite often in a family where there's a certain degree of a lack of communication between people and the family. Yes? We pointed out that you know, when we're moving in the world of bishul achar bishul and lach, we'd have to use the lower shear. In other words, that all you want to do is simply that it should be a little more than room temperature. But
it wouldn't become very palatable.
It wouldn't become. It would be. Maybe it wouldn't be soup. Maybe it would be some gravy that you wanted. Some meatballs and potatoes. I don't know. In other words. Meatballs and spaghetti, and you had a gravy. So the meatballs is yavish, and you have a lot of gravy. The gravy is not going to be batil, but if all you want to do is just get the gravy up to a little beyond room temperature, and you're worried about bishul achar bishul balach, so over here, as long as you don't heat Yad Soledes Bo, it would be okay. You have to be very careful what you say in shir. I'm sure the Rav said all of this in shir, and that's where Rav Shechter, was the Rav's Boswell and wrote it down, you know, every word, but the other people in Shir kind of, you know, it's heard part and didn't hear the other part. And so it came out that you can eat soup on Shabbos. The Rav Shlomo Zalman also uses it. He uses it in the Shmir Shabbos Kochosa, quotes it in Perek Aleph in Sif Kaf Gimel, where you have a situation where the food is accidentally taken off of the fire. Namely, someone thought that this pot was meant to be for Friday night, took it off the fire, opened it up, and it turns out that it was a pot of chalant. But the entire time, it was not taken off with zaitol ha'chzir. There was no odo biyado. And the question is, can you put this now back on? We have a problem of hachzara. So Rav Shlomo Zalman writes that if you have shnei kederos omdos al gabei ha'esh, namely the chalant, mutar lahachzira al gabei ha'esh ha'machusa, as long as it's, again, you have mevushal kol tzarko, lo nestanim legamrei, and the fact that we have a garif v'katun. But what's the heter? We need two more conditions. You need either, you know, it's the chatzchila, both Daitola Haqsir and Odo Biyad, or B'dievet, at least one of those two. We don't have either of them. So here in the footnote, Ayin Hey, he writes, B'kai Gavna Sheto Avada Yesh Lismoch Al Divrei Haran. In other words, that here you can be Samech on the Ran. We have the Ran who says that as long as this was on the fire when Shabbos entered, there's no problem of Haqsara. There's no need for these last two Sifim. So even though, again, Tovla Hachnir, not to be Samech on the Ran, everyone has his use of the Ran. So the Rav gave two usages, and Rav Shlomo Zalman gave a third usage where you could be samech on the Ran in order to be able to deal with the situation that arose. Yes?
What was missing Rav Shlomo Zalman?
Both the Daitol Hachzer and the Odo Biyado. They were both missing. You simply took it off, and then you went to get a ladle, and you left it on the counter wherever you left it, and now you open it up. You see it's the wrong pot that was taken off. And we have an Easter of Hachzara. A tolus is not matir, it's sum drabana.
But the Mishnah Berurah,
yes,
said that would be
Nachon. I mean, again, the Mishnah Berurah says, no, it's not exactly so. The Mishnah Berurah says that we paskin like the Ramah, that Minog Ashkenaz is to be somech on the Ran. However, yesh lahachmir. So in these situations, the various poskim felt that we have room not to be machmir, that we have room to be somech on the Ramah Meikar Din. Again, the Chazon Ish doesn't allow this. He says that which the Ramah wrote, is a mistake. The whole Minog Ashkenaz is a mistake. How can you be somech on the Ran? Okay, the end of that sugi over there on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, right before the Mishnah, we have a one-liner, Boi Ravashi Pina Mimecham Lemecham Mahu. We have the following situation. You had a pot of soup on the fire, and you took it off to serve the soup on Friday night. And there was someone who wasn't at the meal. He was visiting, so he's going to come back in 2 hours. You want to put the soup back on, but you don't put this big pot back on. All you have is a little soup. You want to move it from the pot that it was on into a smaller pot and put the smaller pot back on. Or who I did in terms of chalent on Shabbos morning. You served it Shabbos morning, 2/3 of the chalent was eaten, so you figure, okay, I'll serve it again for shalashudas. So you want to put it back on, but in a smaller pot. Pina mimecham lemecham. Namely, the food had been on the fire, but the pot you want to move it from pot that was on the fire to another pot. That's an abaya of Rav Ashi. Do we view that as hachzara? From the perspective of the food, you're being machzir. From the perspective of the kli, this is the nesina chadasha. The Gemara ends up with a teku. How do we paskin in this area where we have a teku and we're dealing with the din drabanan of hachzara? A practical nafkamina would be as follows. Let's say that your chalent, you look at the chalent on Shabbos morning and it's drying out. It's drying out. You want to add liquid. You have an electric urn, which is stationary. There's no way that you can pick up that electric urn and move it over, and you're afraid to put a ladle into the electric urn and move the water from, again, the electric urn is a garifakatum, the chalent is on a garifakatum. So what you want to do is fill a cup with water and then slowly pour the water into the chalent. So you won't be magus. Or if you want to take the chalent off the fire for a minute and pour the water in and then put it back. But that cup of water, that's pina mimecham lemecham. The water currently is in an urn which it was on from before Shabbos. You want to move it into a mecham, you want to move it into a cup, and then put that cup on the fire by putting it into the chalent. That's simply a practical application of pina mimecham lemecham. Can you do it? Can you move? Again, the water was on the fire, on a kli rishon, nevushal called sarkal, gorif, akatum, etc. You want to put the water into a cup and then transfer it into the chalent. Yes?
Is it significant at all that you're putting it actually different fire before you were
suggesting? No. You can move something from a fire to a fire. That's not a problem.
Before we're suggesting that, according to the Ran, if you think they're trying to take care of a messy thing of Ashal, so say if you go to your neighbor's house and put that on the fire.
That's right. Now, let's say, for example, all of a sudden your electricity goes out and you say you have a pot which was on the fire and your neighbor still has electricity. So then we say you could take your pot which was on the fire as long as it's, you know, it has all the conditions that it's in Vushal called Sarko and it's Lonitstanim Legamre and it's Garifakatum. And over here, since you didn't touch it in the meantime, there's no need for Daito Lachzor, and it's simply sitting in one place, and move it to your neighbor, to a plata there, which is Garifakatum Vachule. That's not a problem. Over here, the problem is we want to take a kli that was not on the fire, a cup, and use that cup. In other words, that's the Pinam Mechalam Lamecham over here. So here we have Lahalach Lamaisa, a Machlokes Achronim. The Magen Avraham in Sivkat Anchaf says that we have an Abaye in the Gemara. And one should be machmir. That's his language. O shepina mimecham lemecham haramas yirelei dekol elu asur the havelei kemoshiv b'shabbos lechatchila. That this is not considered to be hachzara. You have over here a new kli, and he is oser. The Mishnah Brura in the Shaar Hatziyun tells us that I didn't quote this Magen Avraham in the text of Mishnah Brura. Lo hiskarti pina mamecham lamecham shezachar hamagen Avraham mishum debalav hochi yesh deyos shemekilin bemecham sheni ayin tosos v'haran al ken yerofin ezdaiti poshut yesh lismoch al hamakilin bebayazo. Mishnah Berurah disagrees with the Magen Avraham. He feels it's pashut that there's room to be mekel. Machlokas between the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham. So here we have a machlokas between Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Moshe, interestingly, in Chelek Beis of Orach Chaim, in Siman Samach Tes, paskins like the Magen Avraham. He paskins L'chumra, that you can't do this. That if you want to put water into the challah, into Dafka Ba'osa Kedera, you have to pick up, if you would have had water in a pot on the blech, pick that up and pour it in to the chalet. Aval dim ira letoch kedera acheres. If you poured it from the urn into kedera acheres, osar gahanicha filo atas matecha shein havga maruba v'chule, because we have the Magen Avraham sifkat anchav. This is pinami mecham le mecham, that you can't use that. Rav Shlomo Zalman was asked this question as well, and in the footnotes in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, let's give you the footnote in the new edition, it's in Ha'ara Mem Tes. He writes over there, Rinyan Rishpoch Mayim min Hadud Latoch Kos, V'litnam L'Kedera Ha'omedes Agave Ha'esh. So he writes, Shamatim Rosh Hashanah and Orbach originally, maybe one should be Machmir, like the Magen Avraham. And then he changed his mind, and he was, Avol Shuvah Melech Rosh Hashanah, Afal Pikein, Epshad Dekevon, the Mutar Lahamir Aleishat Akosim, Amayim Shabal, the Mistabri Chalga, Esor Lavir, Amayim Ade Iroi, Letov Kedera, Agabe Ha'esh, and Yesh Lismoch Allah Vakilin, the Bayazo. In other words, that we have over here Machokes Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah. Rosh Shlomo Zalman originally thought maybe there's room to be Machmir like the Magen Avraham and ends up being Mekel like the Mishnah Berurah. So this is, I don't know if it's you can do with the rule, what do you do when you have a teku on an Iser Drabanan? In other words, I don't know whether over here that's the Machokes, because they point out that the way Tosus understands the question and the Ran understands the question, we're dealing only in a situation where in some way it cooled down. Toch kedei the Ha'avara, not a classic case of putting it into a cup and then moving, or putting it into an empty kli, moving the challah, but it cooled down. You're putting it into a pot that would cool it down. Not a normal case. In any case,
is there an issue to put an empty kli on a fire?
If the kli is going to change colors, you know, as we dealt with kli matechas.
Assuming not. So then would it be too much of a trick to take a ladle, for example? Put the ladle into the chalk. Let's say I won't be Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Let it be there, and then it'll be itself a kli that's al ha'esh, and then I can use it.
Cute.
That.
It's cute.
Because I once did that.
Mutalacha, mutalacha, mutalacha. Yeah.
And
right, he's dealing with that. It wasn't there before Shabbos, but you know,
wasn't there.
I understand what the question was, but l'chor, what's the Easter of it? It's not mechzi kabishal of putting a ladle into a pot.
The problem from the perspective of the pot is l'chachila. You're putting it on the fire l'chachila.
The
so even if you make it hot, still from the perspective.
But he's dealing with when the pot has the food in it. Then it's already what he's dealing with is creating a situation where when the pot has the food in it, you're being machzir this kli to the fire. You put it on the fire when it's empty. Then you put the food in. So now the food was previously on a garfa katum, and the pot was previously on a garfa katum. Correct? Not in that combination.
It wasn't on the garfa katum from
before Shabbos. No, but when you put the pot on Shabbos, there was no merci kibishul, and there is no shema yechata. There's no reason over here to have an issue on Shabbos itself. Yeah.
It's
one line above, right? That's the Magen Avraham. That's exactly the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham, I just made it, cut it short. Magen Avraham says, Harav Beis Yosef Spirulei, The dafka kishe nicha gabe karka osar. When nicha magabe mito safsal shapina mi mecham la mecham shari. I'm sorry, he took it the other way around. Aval haramos virale the kolei lo osar have like a motion b'shabbos. I'm sorry, he understood the b'shabbos not like you. Maybe the b'shabbos. So the Maggid Avraham quoted the Beis Yosef as being Mekel and the Ramah as being Machmir. Check the Beis Yosef. Okay, the Maggid Avraham over here, Sifkat Hamchav. He brought it to the Beis Yosef. Now let's, in other words, move over to Halacha Lamaisa. We talk about Halacha Lamaisa all the time. But Halacha Lamaisa, one wants to heat something up on Shabbos itself, that we don't have the conditions, classic conditions of hachzara, namely, it's already nitztanein, it's been in the fridge. Let's assume it's a davar yavesh, so that we have no issue of bishul achar bishul belach. But we have a davar yavesh to put it on the fire. Classically, is an issue of mechzi kibishul. This is in Siman Reish Nun Gimel. The Ramah wants to talk about a situation where you have a pandish, which is mevushal kol tzarko, and you want to heat it up now on Shabbos. How are you going to heat it up? So here we have a machlokes between the poskim in Eretz Yisrael and the poskim in Chutz Laretz. The poskim in Chutz Laretz, namely Rav Moshe and nowadays, Rabbi Willig, he should live and be well. They say, what's the big deal? In other words, the only issue is one of mechzi kibishul. It's mevushal kol tzarko, and it's yavish. The only issue is one of mechzi kibishul. So we'll put it in a place which is not mechzi kibishul. A plata is not mechzi kibishul. No one cooks on a plata. And since no one cooks on a plata, that's not mechzi kibishul. Or if you have a blech, no one cooks on a blech, that's not considered to be mechzi kibishul. There's no derech bishul. There is no problem. That's brought down in
a blech as well as
a what?
In
other words, if you're dealing in a situation where people would not cook in this manner, in other words, people would not cook in this manner. Rav Moshe deals with the. This is in the Tshuvas of Rav Shimon Eider. Lamed Hey. I maybe have jumped the stage to move it over to the blech, but certainly on the plata that he does talk about. I recall. Hayim mutar lachamim kederish nisbashla v'hi cham ktsas. In other words, if you're dealing with davar lach, which is cham ktsas, the same thing as davar yavish, which is called legamrei, al gabi machshirim shenoadu l'chimum v'lo l'bishul. Keplat ha-chashmali, a hot plate, a hot tray, shulchan mechumam be'edim, a steam table, af v'lo hefsek kedera, simply being somach on the fact that ein derech bishul b'kach. So Rav Moshe says, as long as the knobs are covered, in other words, that there's no knobs, there aren't two temperature settings, so there's no problem because we have over here ein derech bishul. There's no mechzi kibishul. The poskim of Eretz Yisrael say nothing doing. Poskim of Eretz Yisrael, namely Rav Shamuel Zalman, Rav El Yashiv. This is the Orcho Shabbos, Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. Nothing doing. The same way that we have a mechzi kibishul, even on a garif akatum, even putting it on a blech huadin, there's a mechzi kibishul putting it on a plata chashmalit. So how then do you heat something on Shabbos? So here we have two options. One of them is not l'kulei alma, and the other is l'kulei alma. The one which is not l'kulei alma is, let's say we have a blech. We have a blech over on top of a stove. There are three areas on that blech. One is that you can make a circle which is directly over the fire. That's, in other words, area A. That's called Eish. Then we have around that a larger circle that we'll call Samach La'esh, where it's not directly over the fire, but it's Yad Soledet Bo. Whatever you put there is also going to reach Yad Soledet Bo. And then we have a broader area, which is on the blech, but nothing is going to reach Yad Soledet Bo on that area. That's what we call Keneged Hamadura. So what you can do, if all you want to do is warm the chalent, is that you can put it on that third area. You're not allowed to put it al ha'esh, that's mechzi kibishol. Samach la'esh would be mechzi kibishol. On the third area, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, you'd be able to put it. Rav Yashiv disagrees on that. He says, how are you going to make those circles? Everyone, he uses the language of the Chazon Ish, kol achad yaseh Torah la'atzmo. Everyone is going to play games and, you know, move it a little here, move it a little there. You can't play such games. What then can you do l'kulei alma? You can use the Eitzah of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch, when you want to heat the pandosh, so in Siman Reish Nun Gimel Sifei, Muter Lit Laseis Alpi Kederas Chamen B'Shabbos, Tav Shil Shin Isbashal Ere Shabbos Kol Tzarko Kegona Pandosh. You could take this Dover Yavesh, which is the Vushal Kol Tzarko, and put it on top of your chalent that we have over here, Kedera Agabe Kedera. That will break the issue is one of Mechzi Kibishul. Putting it on top of a Kedera, that's no longer Mechzi Kibishul. That's the classic heter. The only issue is, and this is a very real issue, is that the Mechaber speaks about putting it on top of the chalent. Namely, you have a Kedera which is already on the fire, which is full, and you put it on top of that, that way you can heat your schnitzel. What if you don't have a pot on the fire? In other words, your chalent is in a crack pot. It's something on the side. You want to simply take a kedera reikonis, turn it upside down, and say that will break your mechzi kibishul. Is there such a thing as taking a kedera reikonis, putting it upside down, and saying that there's no longer any mechzi kibishul? So we find that in Sif Gimel, in Siman Reish Nun Gimel, but only in a limited situation. That the Mechaber over there in Reish Nun Gimel points out Hamashkim Baboker V'ro'a Shehikdicha Tavshilo. You see that your chalant is drying out. Yorei Pen Tachdiach Yoser. You're afraid it's going to be ruined by the time people come home from Shul. Yochol Lohasir Ulohaniach Kedera Yeshana Reikonis Alpi Akira V'oz Yosem Akedera Shizbashel Besocha Algabe Kedera Reikonis V'yizoher Shalo Yosem Kederos Algabe Karka. Namely, hachzara. If you want to do hachzara, you can do a hachzara onto a kedera reikonis. That's where the kedera reikonis comes in. Where you have all the conditions of hachzara. It's mevushal kol tzarko, it's still hot, gorif akotum, it's biyado, daito lahachzir. Here you can take the kedera reikonis and be machzir it in a manner where it's not going to overburn, where it's not going to spoil. Now, namely, if you want to heat something from the first time, what we call a nesina chadasha, then you need, it appears from the Mechaber, a kedera maleya. When you want to do a hachzara, something's already on the fire, you want to put it back on the fire, that's when you can use the kedera reikonis. Namely, the kedera reikonis can serve as grufa v'katuma. That's what the function, that's what the Mishnah Berurah over there points out. What is the heter of kedera reikonis? The sifkatan Pei Aleph, the Havile Kira Kigrufa the Ketuma, Hakadera Sotemet at Pi Hakira. Omemela Mutter Lasimala Kadera Shetavshal Besocha, because we have a Chazara on a Grufa the Ketuma, that's Mutter, along with all the other conditions. However, if you want to have something which will break the Mechzika Bishul, that's Dafka a Kadera Malaya. That's the way the Chazon Ish Paskins, in Siman Lamed Zayin, Sifkatan Tes, that's the way Rav Yoshev paskins, that the only time that you're allowed to take something out of the fridge and put it onto a kedera is onto a kedera maleya, not on a kedera reikonis. Taking the mechaber literally, we have Sif Gimel that deals with kedera reikonis, Sif Hei that deals with kedera maleya. Here we're dealing with taking the pandash out of the refrigerator, and here we're dealing with that which was on the fire, and all you want to do is put it back on in a way that it's not going to burn. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach is Mekel. And this is in Perek Aleph, Seif Mem Dalet. Just read you the language.
So and I'll explain. No,
only maybe by putting it on the part of the plata or part of on the, you know, in an area which is not going to reach Yad Soled Espo. Second. This is in footnote Kuf Kaf Vav. footnote Kuf Kavav, he says, I'm sorry, no. He speaks about, firstly, what you can do is, if you have something already on the fire, so yaniach, in other words, so you can put it al kedera acheres ha'omedet gam hi al gabe ha'esh. Ein la kedera kazo, yaniach afilu b'shabas kedera reka utzalachat matechet o tavnet afia hapucha al gabe ha'esh, v'yaniach et kedera aleha, v'chulei. What over here is his heter? So he explains in footnote number kuf kavav, that the, in other words, just reading in the footnote, Hu adin de lefize muter gamel chatchilo aniach b'shabas salachas hapucha al gabe kira kishein la ein lo kedera maleya b'tavshil al gabe ha'esh ula haniach kedera aleha b'ofen shein bo mishum isur bishul, something is mevushal called sarko mikevan shein derech bishul b'kach. I, what does he do with the fact that the mechaber only allows the kedera Moreya, not the kedera reikonis? He says it depends. Im ha'emid et ha'kedera ha'reika al gabi eish guluya. The case of the mechaber is when you had your chalent, there was no blech. You had your chalent directly on the fire. Now you're taking kedera reikonis, you're creating a blech, and you're putting that on top. That is, you know, that is when there was no fire. But if the fire was covered, it was already garif ha'katun. And now on top of the garif ha'katun, on top of the plata, on top of the blech, you're putting another kedera, that's already breaks the mechzi kabishul. Im ha'esh kvar mechusa, v'hu ha'emid et ha'kedera kedei l'shanot miderach ha'bishul, adif tvei, v'shari l'kulei alma afsha kedera reka. It's not really l'kulei alma, it's l'kulei alma that he thinks, but there are achronim who disagree. Okay, so that is the in other words, so again, according to the Chazon Ish and Rav Yashiv, you have to follow the mechaber. The mechaber says, if you want to take something out of the fridge and you have an issue of mechzi kabishul, the only heter is the kedela maleya, sif hei. Sif gimel, the kedela reikonis, is only a heter if it was already on the fire and you want to put it back on the fire. Then you put it back on, but you want less heat, then you put the kedela reikonis. Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, no, sif gimel was talking about a case where the fire was not covered at all. Now what you're doing is you're creating a garif akatum by hachzor is only muter garif akatum. You're creating the garf b'katum with the kedera reikonis. But if the fire was covered, and what you want to do is break the mechzi kabishul, that's enough to take this cookie tin, the cupcake thingamajiggy, and put it on top of the plata, put it on top of the blech, and then put food on top of that. Rav Ovadia takes everything one step further. Rav Ovadia in Yechaveh Das and Chelek Beis Siman Mem Hei. His question over there was, Tavshil tzon ein shayamunach b'mekarer me'erev Shabbos. In muter l'chamamo al plata shel Shabbos, o im yesh bo isur mishum shemechzi kabishul. And so what he says is as follows. What he says is as follows. He says that if you look in the Mechaber has a different distinction also between Sif Gimel and Sif Hei. Not just that Sif Gimel is a din of Hachzara and Sif Hei is a din of Nesina Chadasha. Sif Hei, the Pandosh, we're talking about a Dover Yavish. Sif Gimel, he's talking about a Tavshil, he's talking about Dover Lach. So he says, when do we limit the din of the din of Kedera Reikonis to Hachzara? That's by a davar lach. However, by a davar yavesh, there we would allow even a Nesina Chadasha. Namely, that the reason that the Machaber mentions Sif Gimel, that we're only Matir Hachzara, is because we're talking about a Davar Lach. Had we been talking about a Davar Yavesh, then the Kedera Reikonis would be fine. A. That's his first stage. B. And he points out that this distinction is offered by a number of Svardusha Achronim, and also he views this as a Diyuk in the Magen Avraham. I don't, in my humble opinion, I wouldn't stand on that Diyuk in the Magen Avraham, but he's Medayik that way in the Magen Avraham. But then he takes it one step further and says, okay, so we're going to allow a Kedera Reikonis for a Davar Yavesh. A Kedera Reikonis, let's take a tin foil, chad pa'ami, a kli chad pa'ami tin foil, we put it upside down. Then I'll just spread out the sides a little bit. And I'll spread out the sides a little more. And I'll spread out the sides a little more. Until it's flat, it's still the same Kedera Reikonis. It's going to take away the merci kabishul. Namely, as long as we have any little bit of airspace between the fire and this Kedera, and the Kedera Reikonis creates any little bit of airspace between the fire and the pot, any little slight bit of airspace, that's already called the Kedera Reikonis. Therefore, a Prata Chashmali is a Kedera Reikonis. Namely, that if you were to open the Prata Chashmali, you'll see that there are wires. And then there's airspace, and then there's the top of the plata. The top of the plata is the Kedera Reikonis. Anytime that you're going to have airspace between the fire and your pot, and there's going to be a surface which is going to on which you could put your pot, that already breaks the merci kibishul. Merci kibishul put something on the fire where the fire is directly heating that which you are heating. The Kedera Reikonis, in other words, can be moved, can be viewed not only as something where there's 10 centimeters, 5 centimeters, even 1 centimeter, as long as you have an airspace, and therefore he comes out of the halacha the same as Rav Moshe and Rabbi Willig, namely that you can take something out of the fridge and put it on a plata. They're using the svara that this is eino derech bishul. You don't have to get involved at all in the machaber v'chulei v'chulei. He's saying, no, this is the machaber. This is the Kedera Reikonis. The Kedera Reikonis for Davar Lach is only valid in the world of Hachzara. However, for Davar Yavesh, the Kedera Reikonis is going to break the Merci Kibishul. And the Kedera Reikonis, since there is no amount of space which is necessary, as long as there is space, so then that already, in other words, according to him, the blech would already be a Kedera Reikonis, the plata would be a Kedera Reikonis. All of these are forms of Kedera Reikonis. Namely, that the top of the plata, the fact that the plata doesn't have a dial that can move it, that perhaps would make the plata garifakatu. And the fact that the plata has a surface which is above the heating element, that makes it the Kedera Reikonis. So the plata is the magic both garif akatum and the stretched out Kedera. So we have over here then a three-way machlokas as to how to view, in other words, how to heat something up on Shabbos. According to Rav Moshe, as long as we have a kli which is Garuf Vikatum, and people normally don't cook on that kli, then there's no issue over here. You don't have to get involved in any form of hekir. That is the fact that this is not the way you cook during the week, that's already enough. In Poskim and Eretz Yisrael, don't hold of that. What do they hold of? So here we have three, in other words, one option is that the only way of heating something up on Shabbos is putting it on a Kedera Maleya. Like the Mechaber says in Sifei, putting it on a Kedera Maleya. That's the Chazon Ish, that's Rav Yashiv. You put it on a Kedera Maleya. That's the only way of heating schnitzel on Shabbos morning. Because the Mechaber only allows for Kedera Reikonis in the case of Hachzara. Rav Shlomo Zalman felt that the Mechaber only allowed the Kedera Reikonis for Hachzara if the fire wasn't covered. But if the fire is already Garif HaKatum, and now you put a Kedera Reikonis on top of a Garif HaKatum, then that's okay. So now you could put an empty Kedei Reikonis on a plata, an empty Kedei Reikonis on top of a blech, and that would be okay. Rav Avadya says there's no need to put an empty Kedei Reikonis. The blech itself serves as a Kedei Reikonis. The blech itself serves as the plata itself serves as a Kedei Reikonis. The Machaber only required only allowed, only said that Kedei Reikonis is no good except for Hachzara in cases of Davar Lach. And Davar Yavesh, Kedei Reikonis is good even theoretically, even without Garif HaKotum, but the Kedei Reikonis serves both as the Garif HaKotum and breaking the Mechzik HaBishul. That's Rav Avadya. Yes? What they want to say is, Ein Derech Bishul will be a radiator. A radiator is Ein Derech Bishul. And what's Derech Bishul is not necessarily something that you would take something raw and cook it on. Derech Bishul is the way that you heat food. That they view, if this is the way you heat food, they don't distinguish between heating food and cooking. This is the way that you heat food. This is what's called the heating table. That's enough already to bring it into the world of Derech Bishul. That which, you know, a normal utensil, that which is mu'ultar, that which the person, as a mu'ultar ba'angulit, that which is... No, mu'ultar, the alter, to... What? No. In other words, if let's say you don't have a screwdriver, you take out a coin and you use that as a screw... Improvised, right. That which is improvised, that's the Eino Derech Bishul. And if you're in the army and you figure out that if you put the toast on top of the electric heater, to put the bread on the electric heater, you're going to turn into toast. Like you always make grilled cheese sandwiches on your electric heater. That's the Eino Derech Bishul. Now people don't normally make toast that way, but to use a utensil which is basically used for heating in a kitchen, that's called Derech Bishul. And Rav Moshe and Rav Willick say, no, this Derech Bishul means the way you cook, not the way you heat. Kedei Reikonis is the improvisation, right? That's what you normally don't do. That's what appears from the Mechaber. You have to do something that normally you don't do. Normally you don't cook by putting something Kedeira al Gabe Kedeira. That's, you know, the question is just how far did the Terim go? Okay. Okay, another issue, and there's two more issues in terms of Hachzara, and then we'll move over to give an introduction to Mitzvah Shem to Hatmana. One is moving things on the blech from place to place. That, you know, it's, if you're in charge of the kitchen, you know that Shabbos many times is a balancing act. You can only put so many things on the fire, and generally you have to have triage. What do you need on the center, what about what's around it, and then, you know, or it's, let's say the noodles and the soup, they'll be on the outskirts, or, you know, or kugel, that'll be on the outskirts. You not everything, there's not room for everything on the blech. So the question is, can you move from area to area? If we dealt with these areas, Al Ha'esh, Samach La'esh, and Keneged HaMedura, if those are our three areas, can you move things from area to area? So Rav Moshe said to move from area 2 to area 1, namely to move from Samach La'esh to Al Ha'esh. You know, it's Al Ha'esh is directly over the fire. Samach La'esh is going to reach Yad Soled Etbo, but it's not going on the fire. Rav Moshe felt that is not a problem. That the only difference between those two circles, between the smaller circle and the bigger circle, this is a tshuva in Chelek Dalet, Simon Samach Aleph. The only difference is between those two circles is in terms of the kolbo. You want to be Megis. We said you can't be Megis, even something which is Mevushal called Sarko, when it's on the fire. That's a halacha she'ein batam. But since the Kolbo said that we have an Isur Doraisa, we're careful. There, it's enough to move it from al ha'esh to samach la'esh in order to be magis, and then put it back. That's the only difference. However, they're both basically considered to be al ha'esh for the purposes of hachzara. And so, as long as something was on the fire from before Shabbos, even in area 2, you can move it back to area 1. Rav Shlomo Zalman, in his Minchas Shlomo, felt that to move from 2 to 1 is problematic. Why? Because 2 would be like that area that normally you don't cook, and 1 would be that area that you do cook. Again, in terms of you're moving from to two different types of areas. However, in the footnote, Kuf Kaf He, he is Malamed Tzchus on those who move. Al Pizeh, Asi Shapir Mashanoagim Lahavir Kaderos Bishabas Agabe Kira Kaduma Mimakam Lamakam. What is his heter? Hainu Kevan Shehisira Min Ha'esh Be'erev Shabbos Hadas Achzira Lamachar Amda Kol Hazman Demakam Shemamidin Bekavano Lishmar Al Hachom Ein Zechashiv Kesiluk Da'at Min Ha'achzor Al Gabi Ha'esh Havei Ka'oda B'yado Mutar Lahachzir Afilu Yashan Kol Ha'layla Avar Harbezman. Namely, that there is no Hesach Hadas over here. It's as though you were holding it all the time in your hand, that we have the conditions. It's Mevushal Kol Tzarko. It's not Nitztanein. It's Garif HaKotum, and it's Ki'ilu, that it's Biyado, it's on the fire. What's more lack of Hesech Hadas than it's on the fire? It's Daito Lahakser. You left it there in order to be able to move it the moment that you have an opportunity. What about moving it from area 3 to area 2? So Rav Shlomo Zalman allows even that. In other words, he says that Ein bodkim ha'mokam harishon hu mokam sheyad soleres bo. You can move it even from area 3 to area 2 and to area 1. Again, with the svara that area 3 is like hachzara with oda biyado, daito lahachzara. I mean, the moment you left it on the cooking surface, then you can move it to wherever you want. Again, assuming you have all the conditions of hachzara. It's mevushal kol tzarko, it's still cham, it's garif hakatum, and we have over here a virtual Daito lahachzir in a virtual Odo biyado. Within Rav Moshe, to move from area 3 to area 2, or from area 3 to area 1, it appears to me there's a stira in Rav Moshe's Juvas. I don't know how to get around the issue. In Siman, in both in the same volume, and therefore it can't be that there's a stira, but I don't, I'll just read to you the language and you tell me what you think. Siman Samach Aleph, he deals with Din Chazar b'mikseh shal gabi gaz, tanur gaz ablech. So he says over here, Im hiniach ha-kedera b'mokom shal ha-pach, mokom sheyad soled esbo, afilu eno gabi ha-esh mamash, area 2, as we pointed out, yokol ha-chzira, you can move it to area 1, kol zman sha-pach ha-mach mas ha-esh, ha-yeches lo ha-esh, yokol ha-chzira gabi ha-esh, aval, Behinicha al hapach mokom she'ein yad soledes bo, area 3, nechshav kehesech hadas, v'osir lahachzira, havei kihinicha al gabi karka, afilu daito lahachzir osir. In other words, this is no. In other words, you shouldn't be mekel over here. However, in the tshuvas in the back of Rav Shimon Eider's book, in Sif Yud Beis, he writes as follows: Ha'im mutar lahachzir davar mevushal hanimsa al gabei blech makom she'ein yad soledet bo le makom shu yad soledes bo umama shal ha'esh. This is our question, and he answers: Mikevan shu al ablech shal ha'tanur lo nechshav chazara. V'im adayin cham d'leka din bishol achar bishol muter l'hamida gam al gabi makam shal gabi ha'esh.
About 2 to 1, maybe?
No, he says makam she'ein yad soledes, makam shehu yad soledes bo. So look, in the two, I mean, I'm sure that there is a solution. I just cannot figure out what the solution is. So I thought maybe it was simply a tallest tfus. But if you open Rav Shimon Eider's book, this is the language. And then in his pages, you know, it's in the text itself, he says that in this situation, the Chazon Ish is Machmir. However, some poskim, and as we know, said, are Matir from Area 3 even to Area 1, and brings the Makar, Rav Moshe, in the back of the book. So how this fits in with the previous Tshuva, again, that the fact that Rav Shimon, in other words, It's a question over here. The Rav Moshe uses the same svara over here as Rav Shlomo Zalman. So Rav Shlomo Zalman already used that svara. He said, this is hachzara. This is the equivalent of odo biyado. This is the equivalent of daito lahachzir. That's Rav Shlomo Zalman wants. That's his svara. That's Rav Moshe over here says that kevan shu'al ha'blech lo nechshav chazara. That there's no isur drabanan of hachzara because you have all the conditions. But however, in the previous tshuva, which is only a few pages earlier, over there, he said black and white. Avo b'hinicha l'apach makom she'en yad soledet bo nechshav kehesa chadas osur l'hachzira. Oh no. Okay. But yesh ami lismach. The Rav, again over here in Rav Shechter's notes, wanted to bring in the wild card, the Ran. He says that we can deal with this with the Ran. In other words, let's say, for example, you have areas of four burners on your stove, and you have a blech over the four burners. So he gave the eitz as follows. It's based on a lot of assumptions. He said, let your wife put on all four burners, and then go ahead and light candles. The Rav assumed that when the Ran spoke about the fact that something has to be on the stove when Shabbos enters, that's Hadlokas Neros. It's not Shkia, it's Hadlokas Neros. You were not yet Mekabel Shabbos. After she was ready Mekabel at Shabbos, after she lit, you go over to the stove and turn off three burners. Then what happened was, this was on the fire when Shabbos entered. Then according to the Ran, there's no issue of Hachzara. And then you can now move, you know, words from area to area, because there's no problem, as long as it remains mevushal kol tzarko, that it's still a bit cham, it's garafakatum, and there's no need any longer for odo biyodo, there's no need any longer for daito lahachzir. Namely, not to say that it's a virtual, but to say you don't need. In other words, to use the Ran over here also, that the Rav liked the Ran very, very much. So we have a third instance where he used the Ran. He used it in terms of overriding the problem of that maybe it'll get Yad Soledesbo. He used it in terms of overriding the Magen Avraham, and here he uses it as a patent in order to be able to move things around on the stove. Yes.
How is the approach of the Ran working? If you Mikhail Shabbos and Aaron something earlier, is it Messi Mavasho?
So
what's the reasoning of the Ran, and how would it work in that case where an individual takes Shabbos quickly and then they listen up does something?
I understand the question. What we've been saying up to now is that when Shabbos enters is Shkia. That's when Shabbos enters. The fact that we're Mekabel Shabbos earlier, that's irrelevant. And that created the problem that we don't have a Kedera Chayasa nowadays, because the moment you put something on before you're Mekabel Shabbos, by the time Shabbos enters, it's already Bashil Velo Bashil. The Rav was assuming that for the Ran, the Ran said that the only issue, the Yerushalmi, that the Ran quotes, the only issue of Hachzara is to take it off on Erev Shabbos and to put it on Shabbos. That appears to be a Hanacha Chadosha. But if it was on when Shabbos entered, then it's always going to be viewed as a Hemshech. It's always going to be viewed as a Hemshech of that which was there when Shabbos entered. Shabbos entered, that sets your clock. In other words, they say that in the alarm systems where they have electric eyes, that there's a certain point at which electric eye sees the room, and that's the point that's considered the default. If there's going to be a change from that default, that's going to trigger the electric eye. So the electric eye over here is looking at the picture of the room, is the picture at the time that the woman's Mekabel at Shabbos, that's what defines the das of the individual. What goes on afterwards, that is totally irrelevant in terms of this world. That's a tremendous assumption, but that's the way the Rav was assuming. Okay, one other issue, yes? Okay. The last topic is putting something on a timer which is going to go on. Just say that. Thank you very, very much. I'll pay you after this year. Okay. That's the last topic. How about using a Shabbos clock in order to be able to heat things on Shabbos? Namely, there'll be no Merci Kabisho when you put something on the area where it's going to be heated. That area is currently off. It's cold. Then you walk away. You go to shul, etc. All of a sudden, the Shabbos clock goes on. and when you come home from shul, your food is warmed up. Is that mutter?
Not uncooked food.
We're talking about in other words, uncooked food would be an issue of grumma, and grumma basically is usser. You're, in other words, you're cooking the food via grumma. If we're dealing with simply heating and reheating, with the issue is one of merci kabishul. And in other words, can we get around merci kabishul by using a Shabbos clock? That when you do your action, there's no merci kabishul. You're putting something on something which is totally, totally cold. So over here, we have a very, very famous tshuva of Rav Moshe in, again, in the Schelek Dalet of Orach Chaim, Siman Samach. That's the tshuva dealing with Melacha Hanazes B'Shabbos Hayadei She'om Shabbos. So this was one of the tshuvas written to Rav Moshe's nephew, to Rav Mordechai Tendler, and Alas Kvod Nechti Ahuvi V'Chavivi, Rav Mordechai Tendler Shlita, and that in which Rav Moshe says that had Chazal been alive when the Shabbos clock was created, they would have been Yoshev Leminyan and they would have assered the Shabbos clock for two reasons. A, Zilzul Shabbos, Zilusa the Shabbos. We find all sorts of actions that L'chor are not Malacha, and Chazal assered because of Zilusa the Shabbos. This is not Shabbos Dik, what Chazal would call Shabbos Dik. And B, that if they assered Amira La'akum, because we view the act of the goy as somehow relating to you, because you told the goy, so if you don't tell a goy, but you tell a machine, that's any less related to you. The chora, it's like a hemshech of you. And it brings in the Mukhe Yosef and Baba Kama in terms of Isho Mishum Chitzav. This is all one hemshech of you. Ma pitom, this, you know, it's Chazal would have answered it across the board. Mistaber de Shayach Lesser may also Haisa Shashru Midrabon Amira La'akum. Kol Shekin. Right? The Ha Mashaba Mitzad Kocho, Odahi Mashaba Mitzad Diburo. That this is a Hemshech of you. And therefore, that which you, in other words, if you tell a goy to do something on Erev Shabbos, do it on Shabbos, that's Amira La'akum. So over here, you set the Shabbos like Erev Shabbos. This is your Hemshech. And if you ask, how can we make new Isurim? I'm not making a new Isur. This is Amira La'akum plus. This is a Kolsi Amira La'akum. V'avol yesh tam gadol le'asur mitam acher of zilusa de Shabbos v'chulei, etc. However, what can he do? In other words, mikoma kom kvar nohagu. So he said, that which they were nohag. Namely, turning lights on and off on Shabbos, they were nohag. Why were they nohag? So l'shita so, because they were making also an Amira La'akum. That if you were to be a rabbi of a shul in the 1950s, when this tshuva was written, you would tell the goy on Erev Shabbos, I want you to turn on the lights at this time and turn off the lights at this time, and we're going to be using the vestry room at this time, we're going to be using the ballroom at this time, and we need it for Onik Shabbos. And there were matir, amir la'aklam, l'tzarech gadol, v'chulei. And so this turned into, you know, as we said, in Europe we didn't do these things. In Europe, we just, you know, what we had light from Erev Shabbos, we had light. We didn't. That's why in Europe, the Shalashudas was a real Shalashudas. It was dark in Shalashudas. That's what created Hasidus. But nowadays, you know, you have light, so nothing is real. It's all artificial. So he said we didn't do it in Europe, but in America, they're making Amira La'akum to turn the lights on and off. So the Shabbos clock is the equivalent to Amira La'akum. Make it on lights. But that's it. No more kulos, nothing in terms of any other malacha aside from turning lights off, on and off. And therefore, if Moshe asked to use the Shabbos clock for cooking, period. So according to Rav Moshe, it's certainly asr. But no one accepted Rav Moshe.
He
doesn't say that. I agree with you that it comes under the same concept. Wherever Amir La'akum is mutter, this is mutter. So if you're going to be matir heat Amir La'akum for heat, because of Tzarek Gadol, Kulam Cholim, Eitz Ochimum, etc.
I'm aware of the fact that he turned off his heat on Shabbos.
He did.
So we lived in buildings where they definitely had a guy who
turned the things on and off. Okay, so that heter would also be for heat and for light. But not for Bishul, or not, he's talking about Abba Havadro, Losifa, Lala Hatir, Gam Levashel, Vemelachos, Acheros, Vieshel Esor. However, all other Achronim felt that we're not at the level of being Mechadesh Nu Isurim, even if there's a Svara to Mechadesh Nu Isurim, we're not going to Mechadesh that this is, we can't be Koveh, this is Zilus of the Shabbos, we can't be Koveh, this is Amir Ola Akum. What Chazal Aser, they Aser. What they didn't Aser. So now, once we allow the use of a Shabbos clock for our air conditioners and for who knows what else, we have things go on and off on Shabbos clocks. What?
Nursing pumps.
Nursing pumps, fans, v'chulei. With ventilators, what was that called?
Nebulizers.
Okay, so once we allow the Shabbos clocks for all of these matters, so then the question comes up in terms of Bishul. So the Chazon Ish talks about this in Siman Lamed Zayin at the end of Sif Katan Kaf Aleph, in Siman Lamed Ches, in Sif Beis, and he says, nothing doing, that when you are putting it on, when you put the food on, that is considered to be a mechzik bishul, the fact that it's going to be heated up. The only heter would be to put it on an Erev Shabbos. If you have if you have something which is not going to spoil by being outside, so you can put a schnitzel on Erev Shabbos on the plata, and then Shabbos morning the plata will go on and heat the schnitzel. That's fine, but anything you're going to do on Shabbos is going to be considered to be a nesina l'chatzchila. However, that the Chazon Ish l'chora is l'shita, so that there's no such thing as a blech. We pointed out that garf akatum is only via kedera rekanis, but not via a blech. And so this is putting something directly on the fire. You're putting something on the fire. But we allow for that there is a concept of a blech, and we pointed out that when you put a kedera rekanis on top of a blech, lechora, that we can have a heker that will do away with mechzi kibishul. So lechora, in other words, if you were to put food in an area that would have a status of garuf v'katum. If you were to put food in an area that would have a status of garuf v'katum, and it's mevushal kol sarcho, and the only issue is one of mechzi kibishul, so then if your whole reason, namely if you were to heat it on Shabbos the way that you would heat it had the fire been on from before Shabbos, the only thing is you want to save electricity. You just want to save electricity, and that's why you don't want this hot plate to be on all of Shabbos. Then l'chora, it would be no different than anything else that we do with a Shabbos clock on Shabbos. Namely that whatever way that you'd be able to take it out on Shabbos and heat it up on Shabbos in a manner that would be mutter according to your posek. According, if you paskin like Rabbi Willig, you paskin like Rav Shlomo Zalman, you paskin like Rav Avadia, whichever posek you would paskin like, and all you wanted to do is simply save electricity by having this go on at a later time, that's not a problem. To take away the kedera rekanis, in other words, to take away that which you would normally do, and say that the mechzi kibishul is overridden because of the fact that you're not in the kitchen when this happens, that is not pashut. That's a machlokas between the Rabbanut and the Rabbanut l'mahadrin. Simply to put something into an area which is garif akatum, but there's no special heker. Put something on a plata which is where there's no kli agave kli, and have the Shabbos clock turn on the plata at a certain time. So the hotels that have the Rabbanut Hechsher, that's the way they heat things on Shabbos.
That's wet things.
What?
That's
the way, in terms of heating something which is wet, that's bishul. So that would be bishul via grama. So l'chora, there's no heter for bishul via grama. But to heat something which is dry simply by putting it in, and the Shabbos clock will turn it on, that would be okay. In the Mahadran hotels, then you would have to have the kli al gabe kli. You would have to have a kedera rekanis on top of the plata, and then it's no different than where all you're doing is save electricity, not doing anything else. In terms of using a Shabbos clock again to cook, to make something wet, that l'chora is the Shabbos clock is grama. And
if the thing can sit there for El Shabbos,
if it could sit.
I'm thinking of people let's assume that it's not an issue of the coffee itself, it's only the water. They leave the water from Erev Shabbos sitting in some kind of an urn. But the urn doesn't go on, it goes on in the morning.
We discussed this. This was the Tzomet, its concept of grammar, that if you're going to define, that we point out according to, in other words, if we understand that we have two sugyas in Shabbos, one with grammar, in other words, but that would only be a heter b'makom tzorech. That would only be a heter makom tzorech.
Can you imagine you plugged in your crack pot with a raw cholent, and the cholent starts cooking at 6 o'clock in the morning. You want a fresh cholent, you don't want it to cook first.
And you left the cholent there from the Shabbos.
Yeah, I made everything there. I like it fresher. I don't like it overdone. So I wanted to start at chatzos.
So midoraisa, it's mutter, but midrabanan, it's aser.
You didn't do anything at all on Shabbos. The only act you ever did was on
Erev
Shabbos.
The act that you did, you're not doing anything on Shabbos. You're not doing anything on Shabbos. So that's Rav, whatever the head of the one who spoke to us. That's his bread maker. Meikar hadin, it's mutter. Meikar hadin would be mutter. If you didn't do anything at all on Shabbos, everything was there from before Shabbos. That's the coffee percolator, right? That you put everything in Erev Shabbos, and you walk away. That luchora is meik. What?
It's basically shia. It's like a slighter form of shia.
Okay. So that again, I'm not. In other words, that luchora, there's no malacha that's involved. Luchora, there's no malacha that's involved. And unless you're going to come up with say that. There's nothing you're doing. You're not doing anything at all on Shabbos.
But
right?
That, unless you say that raw food that's cooking on Shabbos is a shemich, meaning
has a din of tavshil Shabbos.
No, meaning that it's cooking. Here you have the idea of shehi, which you shouldn't have raw food cooking on Shabbos. So you go further, you're going to make it higher. And you may still have to cover the.
So cover the knobs. Okay, so deal with this, so create a garfa katam. Okay, but generally what happens is that in the non-Mahadran hotels, they're going to heat things with a Shabbos clock, without any hakerim, masha enkein, without a kedera rekonis, just with the knobs being covered, and masha enkein in the mahadrin, they would have the kedera al gabi kedera. If they heat things that are liquid, so there, it's a machlokas rishonim as to whether yesh bishol achar bishol belach or ein bishol achar bishol belach. We're machmir that yesh bishol achar bishol belach. If
beyond the rishonim,
who isn't beyond the
kufah
of
the
rishonim, is there anyone that's not machmir?
Not aware. In kibbutz
Lavi. Is machmir.
Except for the Mechaber, right? Right.
So we put Grum in there, and even in Grum, as Mahoda says, Mahoda says, actually, Rover shows the whole that Grum is what they're making it in. So he combines those two ideas to allow the timer.
Okay, so in other words, if you're going to take the approach of the Mechaber, I don't know whether any Ashkenazi poskim take that approach, but Rav Ovadia is saying that it's that the problem is only the Mechaber, but Meikar Adin the Rambam is Mekil in terms of Ein Bishul Achar Bishul.
You think the last Kama Kama, Rav Moshe would say this, or somebody, Rav Ovadia would say that for Rav Moshe.
Could be. I don't know.
Yeah, but don't you have a treatment like that, though? Yeah. I mean, you need to go to Rabbi Nid's place. Since there's plenty of poskim that make it, both in Grammar and the Shabbos Shabbos.
So there's no din of Maisa Shabbos.
Yeah.
There'd be no din of Maisa Shabbos. Okay. In Lavi, all their food is from before Shabbos in their warming tables or whatever they are. It's all mamash. They have soup that is served Shabbos morning, where the soup is on a low flame all night, and it gets very, very concentrated. But on Shabbos morning, they have another huge urn next to that urn, and they simply open a valve and they reconstitute the soup to the degree that it's not going to be that it's tasty, and then they serve it on Shabbos morning. But everything is There's nothing which there's no Shabbos clocks, no nothing. It's everything is simply from Erev Shabbos. Within the Shabbos clock, so then you would have to have a situation where basically it's mutar meikar hadin with a chumrah, and then you have to have broad shoulders to be able to say that over here we're going to be matir grama. Okay, we'll stop over here. We're up to the world of hatmana. Yes.
It seems like a lemon salt is matir. You would put it straight onto the platter with the Shabbos clock. So he's matir.
Besides, so we saw that, you know, it's according to Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe was matir. Rav Willi was matir. They say this is not derech bishul, and so.
Not when it's on.
Okay. Besides, you can combine the shitas. You know, I just tried to give you the raw material of the background of the shitas, but you can combine that with perhaps you make it in a world of grama when there's no issue of meikar hadin. It's only a question of maybe mefsi kibishul that would take away that mefsi kibishul.
Yeah, it's because that when you put it on there, it's not mefsi.
Nothing. Right. That would be the heter. Okay, we'll stop over here. Shkoyach.
Here we have a